The camp known as C4-2, which was due to open the last year, it is a camp that was already equipped with the minimum humanitarian and medical standards in order to properly receive the refugees. So basically boreholes and latrines, showers, electricity, shelter, even some schools were already ready. It didn't happen. So instead of that, the population is being reallocated in another place, which in the past was known as E4-3. But this space is definitely it's a desert. Right now there is no any facility there. It was not prepared to properly receive this population and definitely to cover the basic needs. Right now there are more and more actors engaging in this situation and covering the gaps, but definitely wasn't the optimal solution. Regardless of that, the most important thing is that regardless of where the people is, the minimum standards are ensured, and this is what we are struggling to do so right now.
Who authorized the move and who was involved in moving the Somalis to that location?
Basically, it's a decision taken by the government of Kenya, and the UNHCR is the international organization with a mandate in order to decide this together with the government of Kenya. But the final responsibility is the government of Kenya, and within these different possibilities of responsibilities, there are different agencies. From our point of view, as I was saying before, the most important thing is that the decision is taken thinking in ensuring the minimum conditions for the population. This is our concern as Doctors Without Borders. The rest of the decisions, they are political decisions. We don't have anything to say about that. Actually, this is a sovereign state decision. We don't criticize this. What we criticize is if this decision is having consequences in the medical conditions and in the health and overall the dignity conditions of the population. And this is when it comes to be a humanitarian warning from our point of view.
How many families are there now, and what's going to happen to them? They understandably already need medical care, I would think.
The overall situation in the camp is quite worried. You know that the Dadaab camps, they were originally thought to allocate 90,000 people. Today, we have more than 380,000 Somali refugees, mainly living in those camps. So regarding the situation in specifically where the camps where MSF is working, Dagalay and Ifo, they are camps that exceed already 90,000 people each, and actually part of our intervention, apart of having a 170 beds hospital in Dagalay, in both camps, both Dagalay and Ifo, we are focusing our activities in the most vulnerable, which are the new arrivals, which actually are being placed right now in the outskirts of the camps. So what we are seeing on the ground right now is the progressive reallocation of people, of families, as you were saying, in the extension of Ifo, and with the conditions I was referring to. No, they are not optimal in order to receive the Somali refugees. And even if the different NGOs, we are responding to that, there was another place, which is called C4-2, that was even better, really, better position in order to receive those refugees. Regardless of the name and regardless of the situation right now, what we want to ensure is that proper medical services is provided to people that arrives in a very deprived situation. And particularly now, as it is very well known at public level, malnutrition is the highest concern.
Do you think the families will be able to be moved to the EFO2 camp, which is the better camp that you mentioned?
We don't know, actually. Now, again, this is out of the range of the scope of our decision-making. From MSF, from Doctors Without Borders side, what we're going to do is to respond to the needs of the population whenever they are in Ifo. So whether it is Ifo1, where we are currently already working together with Dagalay, the other big refugee camp, or whether it is Ifo3 or 2, we're going to be present there, establishing the hospital we committed ourselves in 2010 with UNHCR and the government of Kenya, and the rest of medical services. So we will respond to the needs, but the question is to do it in the most efficient way. So in this regard, what we're going to push for, and is the point we try to make publicly, is to try to take the decisions that will go in favor of maximizing the standards, the medical and humanitarian standards for this population.